Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to today's Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by James Kovacevic.
So we're in the midst of trying to implement preventative maintenance, get sites to measure, preventative maintenance compliance and PM compliance. And a lot of the sites were struggling to get access to the equipment. Operations wouldn't give them the equipment. They wouldn't give it to them long enough. They would give it to them at inconvenient times. A lot of sites were truly just struggling to get equipment availability to do the right preventative maintenance routines. Now, I was struggling with how do we strike this balance. You know, I was thinking maybe we put in some metrics for operations such as on-time shutdown, and we put in metrics to balance that for on-time startup to make sure both groups were holding up their end of the bargain. But even with that, it still wasn't working. And I had a senior director at the time say, make a change to how we were measuring certain things. What he did is he assigned PM compliance to operations. Initially, my head and my brain would not compute. It didn't make sense to me. Why would you give operations PM compliance? They're not the ones doing the work. He sat back, kind of smiled, and he said, you have a car, right? I said, yes. Well, who's responsible for making sure that car gets to the mechanic to get the preventative maintenance done? Does the mechanic call you and hound you if you're not doing the maintenance? No, he doesn't care. He's got other work to do. And besides, if I don't do the maintenance, I'll have to pay him to fix something bigger later. He's like, exactly. That equipment is operations. They own the equipment. They run the equipment. We are their service provider. If they want us to get PMs, if they want us to ensure uptime, and to do the PMs, they have to give us the time to do it. We need to incentivize them, not just on uptime and OE, but also PM compliance. So the operations directors are now responsible for PM compliance. Since they're being measured on that, and likely their bonuses are linked to what they're being measured on, they're going to find the time to give you to do that preventative maintenance. So, like I said, initially my brain wouldn't compute, but it started to make more and more sense as he talked through it, right? This is a partnership. It's their equipment. They're the ones who are ultimately going to make the decision on giving us the time to do that work. What's interesting is that it actually worked. Operations started finding more ways to give us equipment, whether it was more creatively or whether putting pressure on us to get better on the time we did have. That forced us to take a SMED approach to PMs. Instead of assigning one or two people to that piece of equipment when it was down, we assigned three or four. Or we had more people coming in on overtime to get more of that process or that line work completed in that given amount of time. It really forced us to get better. What I really took away from that entire learning experience was that in order to get operations buy-in, we had to bring them in, educate them, and really get to understand their motivations and use those motivations to assist getting access to the equipment. For the ops directors, they had a bonus that was linked to a new metric, PM compliance. For others, it might be understanding that if we do our PMs and they're good PMs, we'll improve uptime, which improves throughput, which their bonus might be measured on. It's creating that linkage for them. All right? We really need to understand what the motivations are that are driving people and understand, as my counterpart has put it, understanding that key performance influencer. What are those things that if we do right, will take care of the big things for us? For this example, PM compliance was that leading indicator, that key performance influencer of improved uptime and improved reliability and improved throughput. But we put that key performance influencer with the right group, which was the group that controlled access to the equipment.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?